Unit 8. Putting the mind to work. Lesson A. Page 64. 5. Creativity at work. A. Listen to Samira, Alex, and Naomi talking about their occupations. What does each person do? 1. Samira.
Well, I guess I'd have to say that creativity is essential to my work. I'm an architect, and the creative part is looking at old things and trying to make them look new. What I mean is, we recycle a lot of ideas and then adapt them to fit our needs. And of course, we have to stay on top of new trends. We have to know all about new building styles and efficient ways to use energy. You know, the kinds of things that homeowners worry about. No one wants a house that isn't heated or cooled efficiently, or one that looks outdated. And we work long hours. But I have to say, the job's pretty interesting. You never know what to expect next.
2. Alex.
Well, I run my own small business. I think all business owners, especially small business owners, have to be pretty creative. I mean, we have to do everything. I do the work, answer the phones, take care of the accounts, whatever. And you know, there are so many potential problems, and there's no one else to turn to. I mean, I can't just ask my boss for help. I am the boss. The hardest part is figuring out how to identify your customers. Who are they? Where are they? How can you get to them? You also need to think creatively about the competition. How can you make your business services more attractive than what the competition has to offer? Well, it's certainly challenging, and I think it requires a lot of creativity.
3. Naomi.
I'm an interior designer, so what I do is go into people's homes and create a suitable environment for them. You know, my clients, they don't know what they want, so I have to look at their homes and help them decide what would look best. Not every idea works in every home. You have to match the appropriate idea with the right place. So, after I come up with an idea, I present it to my client. Sometimes they don't like my first idea, and boy, that can be frustrating. You have to start all over again. So, I need creativity to both come up with the ideas and to communicate them. Creativity also comes in handy when I want to convince a client that my idea is the best one. I don't always succeed. But I do manage to get my way a lot of the time.